Good afternoon. We're here looking back at Gawler's history through the pages of the Bunyip, down in the Gawler Culture and Heritage Centre, with the Bunyips lined up in a cabinet behind us. It's the perfect place to be doing this, isn't it? And I'm here with Kay. Hi, Kay.
Hi, Jeanette. Always good to be here. A lovely little refuge and lovely to be surrounded by history.
Yes, it is. It's a nice location and it's a very fitting place to be looking back at Gawler's history.
Absolutely, yep.
So I'll kick off with 150 years ago. Gawler Local Court. John King, Gawler, was fined 20 shillings for not having the reel of his dray chained. He pleaded not guilty, but wished to state he thought the inspector had some spite against him. Brackets, laughter. The bench, well, I hope you don't think I have a spite against you, and fined him 20 shillings. Brackets, laughter. So, John King.
I just remember a joke where someone went into the dentist and the tag said King, comma John, crown fell off. It's just, it's a really bad dad joke, you know.
Yes, yes. I worked for people called King. It strikes me as an unusual surname, really.
It is. Yeah.
Especially in the Middle Ages, when it was a title.
Yeah.
You'd wonder how it came to be a surname.
Yeah, that is an interesting question. Never thought of that. Anyway.
I'll have to research that one day when I'm idle and not researching. When I am in want of something to research.
I went to a local community meeting last night, not as a sort of interested person in a couple of the activities, not as a counsellor, but I ended up talking about council and they ended up going home with a list of things to do and I said, yeah, I'll follow up that. It's like, oh, what have I done? I need to stay away. I need to keep my mouth shut. Trouble is I enjoy it, so I like to be useful. Right, 100 years ago, what shall we do with our boys? One day this week, an elderly lady living in Gawler had reason to suspect some boys were stealing her grapes and on going to investigate found several with their arms full. She pluckily seized one of the bigger ones and paid clearly for her action. The young vagabond knocked her down, broke one of the bones of her nose, gave her two black eyes and broke her spectacles. There is no difficulty in deciding what should be done with this boy at all events. A downright good thrashing administered with an unsparing hand might induce him to keep his hands from picking and stealing and from acting like a savage brute, as if a downright good thrashing administered by an unsparing hand isn't an action of an unsparing brute. But never mind.
Yes.
Talk about that, shall we?
And it really shows the difference in attitudes to violence.
Absolutely.
And that's something that really shocked me when I was reading through the past, just how they accepted violence. Violence wasn't considered a problem. So when somebody threatened to throw someone else's, blow their brains out, the judge just said, well, just don't go on his property. You know, keep away. He's threatened this man with murder, but it's all right. Or someone punched someone, but that man insulted his wife, so he was justified in punching him.
Grapes, so let's give him a thrashing because he's a savage brute. And it's like, who's the savage brute?
Yes,
Weird world we have.
Yes. Yes, things have changed a lot. In some way, much for the better.
Most ways, much for the better.
Yes, So, 50 years ago, our worst year so far. Growers. Rosser Valley grape growers are reeling from the worst outbreak of downy mildew in memory. Although the full extent of the damage cannot be determined until picking has been completed, it is believed many vignerons will suffer losses of more than 40%. The outbreak of downy mildew has hit vineyards throughout the valley and follows the recent unseasonal heavy rains.
It's a terrible thing, the downy mildew.
It's still a problem?
Still happens. Well, that's not as prevalent because they do have more resistant crops now, but it still does happen. Humidity's a killer. 25 years ago, One Nation closure after takeover bid. Gawler branch of the Pauline Hanson One Nation Party closed down following an angry Wakefield Division meeting in Gawler. Gawler branch president Peter Clifton said a number of SA branches had closed and others were considering doing so. He and other members were angry at the lack of democracy shown by leaders at national and state level. And there's a photograph of Mr. Clifton following last week's decisions something.
It doesn't surprise me. I wouldn't have thought it was a party that was particularly about democracy anyway.
Well, it was really right-wing, you know. But yeah. What astounds me is that, and it's just a sign of getting old, is it's 25 years ago. If you'd said to me, I would have said, oh, maybe 15 to 20, it's 25 years.
Yeah, that does.
Is she still in Parliament?
Yeah,
is she still in Parliament? Is she still as a senator for Queensland?
I think she is, yeah.
Well, she's certainly outspoken. Yeah.
Mm.
You know, gives voice to that sector of our community that obviously believes they need a voice. So,
hey? Yeah, they
democracy.
Seem to think they don't get a voice, but yes, everyone. I mean, that is the beauty. And Australian democracy does give everyone a voice. Mm. It actually does. Mm. It's just that people don't choose to use the channels that are available to them, and then they complain, oh, no one listens to me. Well, maybe it's that you haven't got anything worth saying, but there are channels there to say it.
Yes, so, and it's called the vote.
Yeah, but also joining a political party.
Yep.
There's more than just voting. There are other channels as well.
Yeah, just being an activist, writing letters to the editor about how you feel. I mean, you might get shouted down, but...
Write to your local MP there's plenty of channels.
Oh, we do use Facebook, I think, a lot for that now.
Yes, yeah.
Although people do get shouted down, it doesn't matter what viewpoint you put forward, so it's a bit bland.
You think it is, yeah. Yes. But I guess it makes people feel like they're getting their view out there, whether they are or not. Whether that has any meaning or not, they feel like
they're expression,
yes. So, 10 years ago, rail electrification promised again. A plan to electrify the Gawler Line from the city to Salisbury has yet again been promised to commuters under a re-elected state Labor government. Under the plan, work on the first stage of the $152.4 million project would start next year, brackets 2015, with a predicted 2018 finish. The on-again, off-again project, which was announced in 2010, had been in limbo since 2012, when the state government stopped work on the project after a drop in state revenue. So which year was it finally completed? I think it was more recent than that.
No, 2020, 2021.
Yes. Yeah,
since COVID, anyway.
Yeah. I know it was Patrick's last, I think, when they just started, when they closed the
line. Well, they've had to work hard and, to get people to get trains. But I'm going to Adelaide tomorrow and going to the hairdresser first and catching the train here from Gawler, because I'm meeting friends at Adelaide Railway, just outside the railway station for lunch. Mm. So, hey, it's a no-brainer to catch the train from Gawler
whenever I can.
Yeah, I do prefer it, but it's just a matter of finding the parking. We'll say goodbye. Yeah.
Until next week, Kate.
Until next week, Jeanette. And lovely to catch up again.
Yep. For all light signs.